Roger, we copy.
Pretty good little jump.
So there's a foot on the moon, stepping down on the moon. The
president is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you. Over.
That would be an honor.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world.
Grabaciones jamás oídas hasta ahora.
Any chain as long and as tenuous as this one. I knew it must have a weak link.
Y rollos de películas guardados durante décadas.
3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running.
Velocity 2,195 feet per second.
Revelan la verdadera historia del mayor salto de la humanidad.
There are one hell of a lot of things that can go wrong.
1202.
And it scared everybody to death.
Neil, Buzz, and Mike, welcome back to Earth.
Los archivos perdidos de la llegada a la Luna.
Man on the Moon.
What?
Hey, we're gonna be busy for a minute.
Well, here we are. It is July 16th, 1969. These three men are about to embark on certainly one of history's most glorious adventures. Command Module Pilot Mike Collins, Lunar Module Pilot Buzz Aldrin, and Commander Neil Armstrong.
El 16 de julio de 1969, cerca de 1 millón de personas se dieron cita en las inmediaciones de Cabo Kennedy, en Florida, para contemplar al Apolo 11 partir hacia la misión que llevaría al primer hombre a la Luna.
It's difficult for any of us, really, to grasp this fantastic idea. Very few of us can understand it. Most of us are trying merely to comprehend it.
Armstrong, Aldrin y Collins están a punto de ser lanzados a la Luna a 11 kilómetros por segundo, atados literalmente a una bomba. El cohete Saturno V que los propulsará contiene tanta energía como una pequeña bomba atómica, y su altura equivale a la longitud de un campo de fútbol. La NASA mantiene a la multitud a 5 kilómetros y medio de distancia por si el cohete explota. 50 años después sabemos que eso no ocurrió, pero en 1969 no estaban tan seguros. Para los astronautas y el personal de control de la misión, cada momento suponía un nuevo peligro, una nueva decisión, una nueva incógnita. Esto es el Apolo 11 como ellos lo vieron. Muchos de los vídeos e imágenes son inéditas, y las grabaciones de los propios astronautas jamás se han emitido en televisión hasta ahora. Fueron grabadas por la revista Life antes y después de la misión. Conforme se acerca el despegue, los archivos perdidos revelan que los astronautas se muestran preocupados. Neil Armstrong, comandante del Apolo 11, no está preocupado por él, sino por hacerlo bien por su país.
Concerned about safety. It was a matter of mission success. The nation was staking its reputation on Apollo 11. The failure to complete the landing would undoubtedly result in a certain tarnish on the U.S. image.
Buzz Aldrin, piloto del módulo lunar, habla acerca de la magnitud de este desafío.
That challenge has been there ever since man's looked up to the moon. On the surface of it, it was three people on a voyage. Certainly far more than that.
Y Michael Collins, piloto del módulo de mando del Apolo 11, conoce la dificultad de sacar adelante una de las misiones más complicadas a las que se ha enfrentado el hombre.
The problem is, in a flight like this, that it's just an extremely long, long, fragile daisy chain of events. I was somewhat pessimistic about our chances to carry the whole thing off. Any chain as long and as tenuous as this one, I knew it must have a weak link.
A la NASA no solo le preocupan los puntos débiles de la tecnología. El cuerpo humano en sí también es un punto débil. La ciencia aún no comprende el motivo, pero la NASA sabe que el sistema inmunológico de las personas se debilita en el espacio. Por lo tanto, se toman aún más precauciones en las 2 semanas anteriores al lanzamiento para proteger a los astronautas de enfermedades contagiosas.
Armstrong and Aldrin and the third member of the crew, Michael Collins, have agreed to an unusual pre-launch news conference. They are to be questioned by 4 reporters sitting in another room in an office building in Cocoa Beach, which should be enough to protect the astronauts even from reporters' germs.
Could you describe your emotions as regard that prime human emotion, fear?
I wouldn't say, Walter, that fear is an unknown emotion to us. Fear is characteristic particularly of a knowledge that there may be something that you haven't thought of and feel that you might be unable to cope with.
Los 3 astronautas del Apolo 11 dejan atrás a sus esposas e hijos pequeños. No pueden permitirse contratar más seguros de vida, por lo que los astronautas firman cientos de postales, hoy llamadas cobertura de los astronautas, que las familias podrán vender en caso de que ocurra algo.
On the voyage, man always has dreamed about. Next stop for them, the moon.
Los astronautas son conscientes de que esto podría suponer un sacrificio en tan solo 1 segundo, teniendo en cuenta el desastre que se produjo tan solo 1 año y medio antes. El 27 de enero de 1967, los 3 astronautas del Apolo 1, Gus Grissom, Ed White y Roger Chaffee, son encerrados en su módulo de mando como parte de unas pruebas rutinarias.
Hey, how are we gonna get the moon if we can't talk between 3 buildings?
I can't hear a thing you're saying.
Top space agency officials are flying to Cape Kennedy tonight to begin the official investigation into what caused the flash fire that killed the nation's first 3 Apollo astronauts earlier tonight. Lieutenant Colonel Gus Grissom, 42, Lieutenant Colonel Ed White, 36, and Lieutenant Commander Roger Chaffee, 31, all died in moments, helplessly trapped inside their spacecraft.
Estas imágenes de los restos calcinados del módulo de mando salieron a la luz hace poco y se tomaron horas después del incendio. 3 meses más tarde, las investigaciones concluyeron en su informe que no se identificó de forma concluyente el origen del fuego, pero desgraciadamente, las medidas de seguridad de la NASA resultaron no ser las adecuadas.
Oh, I've known Gus for a long time. Ed White and I bought some property together and split it. I built my house on one half of it. He built his house on the other. We were good friends, neighbors. That's a very, very traumatic times. And you're much more likely to accept loss of a friend in flight, but it really hurt to lose him in a ground test. That's not the way you want it to happen.
Dos años más tarde, el propio Neil Armstrong se encuentra en el módulo de mando. Él, junto a Aldrin y Collins, deben sobrevivir a una expedición de 386.000 kilómetros hacia lo desconocido y llegar a la Luna. Aldrin y Armstrong estaban convencidos de que tendrían éxito.
Well, the cabin hatch has been closed and sealed, and we are all about to witness the fulfillment of that promise that President Kennedy made on September 12, 1962.
30 seconds and counting. Astronauts report it feels good. T-minus 25 seconds. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 10, 9, ignition sequence start. Five, four, three, two. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. Liftoff on Apollo 11. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Comienza la misión del Apolo 11 hacia la Luna, dejando tras de sí una explosión provocada por los cinco motores F-1, considerada el mayor sonido producido por el hombre por detrás de la bomba atómica. El público, que se encuentra a casi 5 kilómetros de distancia, siente la onda sísmica. La explosión provoca pequeños seísmos por toda Norteamérica que alcanzan los 4,6 en la escala Richter.
Neil Armstrong reporting their roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
And ignition.
Ignition confirmed. Thrust is go, 11.
Tardarán 3 días en llegar a la Luna. Pero una de las maniobras más complicadas debe realizarse 4 horas después del despegue, según el director de vuelo del Apolo 11, Gene Kranz.
Once you get injected to the moon, you have to separate the command module, turn it around, come back in and redock with the lunar module, which is still attached to the booster, blow some explosive bolts and extract that thing.
11 Houston, thrust is go. All engines, you're looking good.
Mientras los hombres del Apolo 11 son lanzados hacia la Luna a más de 3 kilómetros por segundo, los archivos perdidos revelan que el astronauta Michael Collins es consciente de todo lo que puede salir mal, comenzando por la nave.
It seems like a little much to expect everything, all the thousands of little components, each one of them to do its job perfectly. It just seemed like a little bit more than you could ask for.
El ordenador de a bordo tenía la mitad de memoria que la primera Game Boy. Gran parte de la tecnología es nueva y no se ha probado, como muchos de los jóvenes que trabajan desde el control de la misión. Aquí, en Houston, Texas, se toman decisiones muy importantes en fracciones de segundo. Los responsables son jóvenes que acaban de salir de la universidad. La edad media de los responsables del control de la misión del Apolo 11 era de 29 años. Uno de ellos era el responsable de navegación, Steve Bales.
When people came to the mission control, they found people like myself. We were 25, 26 years old. Then they said, why such young people working here in the control center? And the answer was, no one else had ever done this. This was a first, and these were the people that were willing to take the chance, didn't care about their personal careers, they cared about doing the job, and they were recruited to do that.
Mientras siguen al Apolo 11, se dan cuenta de que existe una amenaza inesperada. El Apolo 11 no está solo.
Tonight, Apollo 11 is right where we knew it would be, well over halfway to the moon. In fact, the surprising thing about this first full day of the Apollo 11 flight was that the Soviet space program made more news. Russia's unmanned Luna 15 spacecraft went into a close-in orbit around the moon. Moscow officially saying little.
Hey, Charlie, what's the latest on Luna 15?
Stand by, I'll get the straight story for you.
3 días antes del lanzamiento del Apolo 11, los soviéticos lanzaron una sonda no tripulada hacia la Luna, que se había preparado con rapidez, con la esperanza de hacer historia. Los soviéticos se negaban a perder ante los estadounidenses en la carrera espacial y ahora iban en cabeza. La sonda rusa le llevaba ventaja al Apolo 11 en su camino hacia la órbita lunar y parecía que vencería a Estados Unidos en la carrera hacia la Luna.
There's much guesswork that Luna would try a soft landing on the moon. Sir Bernard Lovell, director of Britain's Jodrell Bank Radio Observatory, says he believes the attempt will be made by tomorrow.
Apollo 11, are you picking up my signal? Okay.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. Affirmative. We're reading you loud and clear on voice.
El 19 de julio de 1969, el Apolo 11 entra en la órbita lunar. Llegar hasta aquí no ha sido fácil, pero el peligro de la misión está a punto de multiplicarse.
There is one incredible report, Frank, on Luna 15. The change in orbit the Russians have performed puts it into a new orbit of 68 by 10 miles over the moon. Perhaps the Luna 15 is intended to land close to Apollo 11.
A la NASA le preocupaba que los soviéticos bloquearan la comunicación entre el Apolo 11 y el control de la misión, o que el Luna 15 interfiriera. Ahora está claro, la verdadera misión del Luna 15 es alunizar primero.
Its specific mission has not been divulged. There are some Soviet sources, unidentified, who have indicated that it might attempt to scoop up a sample of moon soil, pick up some moon rocks, and bring them back to Earth before the United States.
I believed in the space race. I wanted to beat the Russians. Space was not just something romantic to me. It was the battleground with the Soviet Union at that time. And to put it bluntly, it was a battle for the minds and the hearts of the free world.
After a good night's sleep, Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin got into Eagle, transferring from the Columbia Apollo mothership, leaving astronaut Michael Collins in Columbia.
Apollo 11, Houston, we are go for undocking, over.
Roger, understand.
A unas horas del alunizaje, Neil Armstrong y Buzz Aldrin entran en el módulo lunar que se denominó Eagle. La pequeña aeronave los llevará a la superficie de la Luna, mientras que Michael Collins orbita la Luna en el módulo de mando denominado Columbia, a la espera de su regreso.
All right, they've just received the go signal from Mission Control to undock. That will take place around on the far side of the moon. So Jules, Eagle and Columbia will now come into their own, won't they, on their own?
They're on their own, and this drama, this great drama in the history of this nation and man, begins. There's the scene in Apollo Control in Houston. Some tenseness at the consoles.
La órbita del Eagle lo lleva hasta la cara oculta de la Luna. En los próximos 45 minutos, el control de la misión y el mundo no tendrán ningún contacto con Armstrong y Aldrin. El Eagle se desacopla del Columbia.
Got a fine-looking flying machine there, Eagle, despite the fact you're upside down.
Somebody's upside down.
Here you go. 1 minute to take. You guys take care.
See you later.
This team, this day, is either going to land, abort, or crash. Those are the only three alternatives. And at this moment, from now on, whatever happened, we would remember this day forever.
We'll stand by, waiting to hear from Houston on that acquisition of signal.
We have confirmation of acquisition of signal. We'll stand by for a call to the crew.
Eagle, Houston, we see you on the steerable, over.
Roger, Eagle, then dot.
Roger, how does it look?
Eagle has wings. Looking good.
Roger, Neil.
They're getting a little poetic where they report that Eagle has wings. That's not bad. It is a little bit like leaving the nest, this lunar module leaving the command module.
Okay, let's make sure we got our volumes turned up on all of our intercom panels. We're monitoring air to ground. Let's also cut back on any unnecessary display usage. And best of luck to all of you.
Houston,
we've lost him on a high gain again.
Immediately, we're in trouble because spacecraft communications are absolutely lousy.
El control de la misión en Houston tiene un problema. Han perdido la comunicación con Armstrong y Aldrin en el Eagle. Houston comienza a comunicarse a través de Collins en el Columbia, que aún puede oírlos.
Eagle, Houston, if you read your go for a power decent, over.
Armstrong enciende un motor y comienza el descenso. A partir de este momento, se sucederán muchos pasos. Cada uno supone un peligro de que algo salga mal.
Eagle, we got you now. It's looking good, over.
Hey, Eagle, do you say it looks good?
Now, a new problem creeps into this thing, which is this series of program alarms.
1202 alarm. 1202, what's that?
Communication dropouts were a nuisance, but a computer problem was a showstopper.
1202, standing by.
We needed a clarification. It was not the time to reach down and get out the book and try and figure out what alarm 1202 was.
There were about 40 alarm codes. Some of those alarms you had to quit. There was no choice. You had to quit. You had to go back, and the landing was over.
We were quite sure that we wouldn't be able to continue to a landing unless these alarms could be cleared.
Mientras el Eagle desciende hacia la Luna, aparece un mensaje de error que indica 1202 y que enciende todas las alarmas. La tripulación desconoce lo que significa 1202. El alunizaje podría suspenderse.
It scared everybody to death. There weren't a lot of people that knew about computers, much less the onboard computers.
Jack Garman es un ingeniero informático de 24 años. Forma parte del equipo de apoyo informático, básicamente un joven informático. Con tan solo unos segundos para tomar una decisión, Garman consulta su chuleta de códigos de error. En este archivo perdido que salió a la luz en 2014, Garman indica a sus superiores que no hay que preocuparse, pueden seguir adelante.
Okay, all flight controllers, gonna go for landing. Retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Dice.
Go.
Patrol.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Econ.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom, we're go for landing.
Eagle Houston, you're go for landing. Over.
Pero mientras Armstrong y Aldrin descienden, los archivos perdidos revelan otro problema.
I was quite concerned about the fuel level. We recognized that we had to get on the surface very soon.
Si el motor de descenso usaba todo su combustible antes de que el Eagle alunizara, podrían estrellarse y caer a la superficie sin combustible.
As we got lower in altitude, it was quite obvious that it was attempting to land in an undesirable area in a boulder field.
Armstrong ha visto una zona rocosa. Activa los propulsores para evitarla. Le queda poco más de un minuto de combustible.
721 down, 33 degrees.
El Eagle aluniza con tan solo 25 segundos de combustible.
Man on the moon.
What?
Roger, Tranquility, we copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
Quienes sean demasiado jóvenes para recordar la llegada a la Luna o los que aún no habían nacido en ese momento podrían pensar que los astronautas salieron directamente de la nave. Sin embargo, lo hicieron después de más de 6 horas mientras el mundo los observaba y esperaba.
They're just about to complete their third hour on the moon, and they're getting ready to step out onto the moon's surface far earlier than had been planned.
And we're getting a picture on the TV.
Okay. You got a good picture, huh?
There's a great deal of contrast in it, but we can make out a fair amount of detail.
I'm going to step off the land now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The date's now indelible. It's going to be remembered as long as man survives. July 20th, 1969.
Okay, ready for me to come out?
All set.
19 minutos más tarde, después de comulgar, Buzz Aldrin se convirtió en el segundo hombre en pisar la luna.
Beautiful view.
Isn't that something?
Magnificent desolation.
I don't believe any pair of people have been more removed physically.
Otro hombre estaba aún más solo, orbitando a 112 kilómetros sobre la superficie lunar, el piloto del módulo de mando Michael Collins.
How was your communication with Mike?
There were times when we could hear him talking about this, but he didn't always hear us.
Collins se encuentra a más de 400.000 kilómetros de la Tierra. Cada dos horas pasaba 47 minutos en la cara oculta de la luna, aislado de cualquier otra persona y preparando el regreso de los tres, sanos y salvos, o su regreso solo, si así se lo ordenaban.
Yeah, radio loud clear, how's it going?
I believe they're setting up the flag now. I guess you're about the only person around that doesn't have TV coverage of the scene.
That's all right, I don't mind a bit.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. Can we get both of you on the camera for a minute, please?
Did you know, Buzz, that the president was going to call you on the moon?
No, we didn't. We didn't know that until we heard the request to move over to the vicinity of the flag.
A las 12 menos cuarto de la noche conectan al presidente Nixon con la superficie de la luna, como se ve en estas imágenes grabadas por el jefe de gabinete de Nixon, H.R. Haldeman.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House.
Mientras Nixon y todo el país disfrutaban del gran logro de los astronautas, aún quedaba la parte más arriesgada: el despegue. Tal era el peligro que el redactor de discursos de Nixon, William Safire, preparó un discurso homenaje para ser pronunciado por el presidente en caso de que Aldrin y Armstrong no abandonaran la Luna.
The most dangerous part of the moon mission was to get that lunar module back up into orbit around the moon and to join the command ship. But if they couldn't, and it was a good risk that they couldn't, then they would have to be abandoned on the moon, left to die there. And mission control would then have to use their euphemism, close down communication. And the men would have to either starve to death or commit suicide.
There are one hell of a lot of things that can go wrong, and you have no way of knowing whether they will or they won't until time comes to find out.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The world was witness to not only the triumph of technology, but to the strength of man's resolve the day man walked on the moon.
Estados Unidos ha logrado hacer que dos hombres pisen la luna, pero los soviéticos aún no están dispuestos a rendirse en la carrera espacial.
We have just had a bulletin from UPI, United Press International, from Jodrell Bank in England. The Jodrell Bank tracking station said today indications were Russia's Luna 15 satellite has landed on the moon.
Luna 15, la sonda rusa no tripulada, está programada para recoger las primeras muestras del suelo de la superficie de la Luna y vencer a los astronautas estadounidenses regresando a la Tierra primero. Los datos que llegan a la Tierra procedentes de la sonda rusa son analizados por científicos en Inglaterra. Estos archivos perdidos del observatorio Jodrell Bank apuntan a que se encontraba en la superficie de la Luna.
Well, that we believe to have been the landing of Luna 15, and all around the background, you'll hear the voices of the Apollo astronauts on the moon. We think that the landing is taking place in this sea of fertility. The time now is 15:57:01.
Pero de repente se cortan todas las comunicaciones con la sonda.
Apparently, they are not receiving any signals from Luna 15 right now. And in the absence of signals, there is therefore no immediate indication that Luna 15 is operating live on the moon's surface.
Well, that could also indicate, to my way of thinking, a hard impact, if you will, an unscheduled landing.
De hecho, no lo lograron. Cuando la sonda rusa no tripulada se preparaba para alunizar en la superficie, se estrelló a 850 kilómetros de Armstrong y Aldrin, que preparaban su ascenso. Despegar de la Luna será la prueba definitiva de la fortaleza de Aldrin y Armstrong. Para el resto de la misión existía un plan B, si algo no iba bien, pero no para este momento. La NASA abandonó las estrategias de rescate 2 años antes de que el Apolo 11 despegara de la Tierra. Para Armstrong y Aldrin, este era el momento más peligroso de la misión.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, proceed. Mirage. Look at that stuff go all over the place. Look at that shadow, beautiful. 26, 36 feet per second up. The Eagle has 5 minutes to catch up. Over.
Eagle, do you read Columbia? Over. Eagle, this is Columbia, over. Houston, Columbia, over.
Roger, Columbia, you're loud and clear now. This is Houston.
Houston, Columbia is unable to read Eagle on either antenna or on VHF duplex Bravo. You got any suggestions?
Michael Collins, que está orbitando a 112 kilómetros sobre la superficie, busca el módulo lunar en la oscuridad.
Although your computer can tell you that everything is going well, it's not any substitute for being able to... to look out the window and really see this guy coming up at you. It was a beautiful sight. But I was concerned about, the overall success of the rendezvous of getting the two vehicles back together in the same little piece of sky.
Okay, Mike, I'll try to get position here, and then you got it.
Columbia, read you loud and clear now, Eagle.
Okay, we're all yours. Columbia.
Pero hay un problema inesperado cuando las dos naves intentan volver a acoplarse.
At the time of link-up, you said all hell broke loose. We had a problem. The way you make the combination rigid is to fire a little gas bottle, and it activates a little plunger, and the plunger sucks the two vehicles together. But the instant that I fired the charge that let the gas escape from the bottle, suddenly we oscillated or wandered off to the point it appeared to me that we were outside the boundaries for a successful retract.
Si las dos naves no consiguen volver a acoplarse y Armstrong y Aldrin no pueden regresar al módulo de mando, morirán en el espacio.
So we each sort of snatched manual control away from the vehicles and returned them to in-line position.
Después de 10 agobiantes segundos en la oscuridad del espacio fuera del radio de comunicación con el control de la misión, el módulo de control y el módulo lunar resurgen de la oscuridad como una sola nave.
Hello, Eagle. Houston, do you read? Over. Houston, this is Columbia. Read you loud and clear. We're all three back inside.
Roger, Eagle.
Hey, Charlie, what's the preliminary outlook for weather in the recovery area?
Stand by, Buzz. It looks pretty good as far as I can tell. The Navy called up those special comm seas for you guys from up there on the Hudson.
Mientras los astronautas se preparan para su regreso a la Tierra, un satélite espía secreto localiza una peligrosa tormenta que se está formando en el punto previsto de amerizaje. Cuando esta información llega a la NASA, el control de la misión calcula un nuevo punto de llegada. A 1.500 kilómetros de la costa de Hawái, a 346 kilómetros del punto inicial. A la tripulación del USS Hornet, que acaba de regresar después de 8 meses en Vietnam, la envían al nuevo punto de amerizaje para las operaciones de recuperación. Pero la orden de regreso no se ha aprobado y un paso en falso podría acabar con la cápsula y con la misión.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you this special report on the splashdown of Apollo 11.
Apollo 11 is now 14,000 miles out from Earth, speeding homeward at 11,000 miles an hour.
I think Armstrong and Aldrin are going to find walking on the moon was one heck of a lot easier than landing back in the Pacific.
Después de escapar de una tormenta, los astronautas del Apolo 11 se preparan para un amerizaje en la Tierra. Atraviesan la atmósfera a 11 kilómetros por segundo. Si desvían el ángulo lo más mínimo, podrían acabar ardiendo.
Apollo 11,
in Houston with a little recovery force information. Over.
Go ahead.
Roger, the Hornet is on the station, just far enough off the target point to keep from getting hit. Recovery one, are the choppers there? They're on station. And you're still looking mighty fine here. Cleared for landing.
A 120 kilómetros, el Apolo 11 atraviesa la atmósfera de la Tierra. En los próximos 9 minutos, el control de la misión no puede comunicarse con los astronautas y la temperatura de la superficie del módulo de mando asciende a 2.700 grados centígrados. Si el módulo de control no sobreviviera a este regreso, tampoco lo harían los astronautas. No hay vuelta atrás hasta el amerizaje.
Hornet reports a sonic boom.
Apollo 11, this is Hornet, over.
Apollo 11, this is Apollo 11, reach the last course. Position
1310, 16915.
Hornet reports spacecraft right on target point.
Space flight is such that not until the thing splashes on the water and the parachutes collapse around it, not until then are you allowed the luxury of relaxing.
Aunque se ha acabado el peligro físico para los astronautas, podrían suponer un riesgo para todo el planeta. La NASA no sabía mucho acerca de la Luna antes de las misiones Apolo, incluso si albergaba microbios peligrosos o gérmenes espaciales. No se puede descartar la posibilidad de que un patógeno extraterrestre pueda provocar una pandemia a niveles de extinción, por lo que la NASA toma precauciones. Los archivos perdidos de Michael Collins relatan estos momentos.
As soon as we get out into the raft, we have to put on these things called the BIG, the biological isolation garment. And you suck air in from the outside, breathe it, and then when you exhale through a filter that keeps all the germs on the inside of the suit with you.
Here they come. Here they come, the three astronauts, Armstrong, Aldrin, and Collins.
And all the time, we're getting hotter and hotter. And I can remember thinking, I'm giving these guys 30 seconds. I'm getting out of this damn suit. I don't care how many bugs are coming with me.
President Nixon waving to the astronauts. The curtains have been drawn. And there they are in the rear window.
Neil, Buzz, and Mike, I want you to know that I think I'm the luckiest man in the world. And I say this not only because I have the honor to be President of the United States, but particularly because I have the privilege of speaking for so many and welcoming you back to Earth.
Ya en la Tierra, los astronautas del Apolo 11 son aislados de todo, incluso de sus esposas e hijos. Los trasladan a Houston, donde pasan 21 días en cuarentena en unas enormes instalaciones que se construyeron en 4 años y que costaron 12 millones y medio de dólares. Los científicos inyectan en ratones y otros organismos muestras de polvo lunar que habían traído. Los astronautas seguirán en cuarentena hasta que los ratones mueran, se les haga una autopsia y se descarte la muerte por virus lunares potencialmente mortales.
Had the mice all sick and, geez, I hate to think about it. We'd be in that building today.
Durante la cuarentena, los astronautas respondieron a la NASA y a científicos que querían conocer los detalles de su experiencia, incluso si habían visto ovnis. En 2014 aparecieron unas extrañas grabaciones en Internet, supuestamente de una conversación entre los astronautas del Apolo 11 en la Luna y el control de la misión. Estas grabaciones nunca se han autentificado y no es la única teoría conspiratoria. Al día siguiente del alunizaje, algunos estadounidenses se negaban a aceptar lo sucedido. A lo largo de los años, las encuestas han mostrado que entre el 6 y el 20% de los estadounidenses creen que la llegada a la Luna no fue real.
I'd like to take this opportunity particularly to thank all those of you I see out there who are my gracious hosts here in the Lunar Receiving Laboratory, and I add that we get the opportunity to complete the mission.
Llegar a la Luna y volver a la Tierra parecía una misión imposible.
Houston, Tranquility Base.
hasta que un grupo de estadounidenses demostró que era posible. Fue el viaje de un país. Un viaje para la humanidad. Que nadie ha conseguido igualar.
We hope that this is the beginning of a new era. The beginning of an era when man understands the universe around him. And the beginning of the era when man understands himself.